Washington State says there's strong support for the new standardized test known as Smarter Balanced Assessment. But critics of the test claim the movement to opt out of taking the test is gaining steam. The state hopes parents will take the test. School funding, and maybe someday teacher evaluations, will be tied to the results. Meanwhile, parents around the region are making decisions about whether to opt out. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
In Kirkland, two moms and their five kids gather after school for a play date. The kids are playing a board game called Trouble.
I go first. I got six.
The families of moms Tanya Dempsey and Meredith Rashi have come together at my request, but they're not strangers. Their kids go to school together at Peter Kirk Elementary in Kirkland.
We've met just from the playground, and our daughters both being in the same grade. And also, Meredith's a great person to be friends with.
Thank you.
The Smarter Balanced Assessment tests started this spring, and they're being given in several grades, from third grade up through high school. But Tanya's daughter, Pearl, will opt out of the test.
My name's Pearl, and I'm in third grade. If people didn't know it was like such a big test, then I think they would actually do a better job, because then they'll kind of be like so worried about the test that they can't think and they can't have a train of thought. Like, am I going to fail?
Pearl struggled with the practice test. She wasn't ready for all that typing.
I could see she's distressed. I mean, she's upstairs practicing typing for homework, and she's crying because she can't get it.
The other mom, Meredith, had a very different experience.
You know, my daughter's teacher has approached this in such a positive way. Her approach as a professional teacher has been a level of confidence and confidence building in the kids.
That teacher's approach influenced Meredith's daughter, Maya.
My name's Maya, and I don't really care too much about the test.
And are you going to take the test this year?
Yeah.
Are you worried about it?
Not really.
And so, her mother, Meredith, isn't worried either.
I think that she is feeling very confident about taking the test and really doesn't have anxiety. And I think that now telling her, you don't have to take the test, you know, would send the wrong message at this point. I think that even if it's not going to be easy, there's going to be a lot of things that aren't going to be easy. You know, I want her to take it just for that reason.
The kids' reactions to the practice tests started their mothers on their respective paths. The kids leave us to go play on the trampoline, and I stay at the kitchen table with the two moms. It quickly comes out that there are other factors convincing Tanya to opt out. That's when the conversation between them really takes off.
You can tell my real concern is using the data against teachers.
Sure.
Without giving them the support, I think professional development, but also financially, for the kids to be successful.
I don't disagree with you on that point by any means.
I think the only way you really get student success is when you support the teachers.
If this is not the right test, is there a test or some testing that's appropriate just to keep kids on track and to keep, you know, some kind of accountability?
Well, so I know that standardized tests are necessary because we want to ensure that all kids are learning. But this is my opportunity. If I don't opt out of this test, if I don't say no, then I'm complicit in something that I firmly believe is wrong. So this is really a message to my politicians. It's not about the schools. It's not about my teacher.
I asked the moms if they'd feel comfortable asking other parents at the playground whether they're opting out. They said they'll probably keep their decision private. The decision seems more political now that the state has stopped using the term opting out and started calling it parent refusal.
I think opting out is a big choice. The parents are clearly doing it for strong reasons. Yeah, it might just, for somebody who's just an acquaintance, it might not be a comfortable conversation to have. So I think Tanya and I having it is good.
The state says parents are free to refuse the test if they choose, but they'll miss out on useful information about how their kids are doing compared to other kids and where those kids could use help. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.